This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you should not look at anyone's body. Consider yourselves to be souls and don't look at anyone's body. Question. Which two special aspects should each of you Brahmin children pay attention? Answer. This study and divine virtues. Whereas some children don't have the slightest anger, others have so much anger that they fight a great deal. You children should be concerned about imbibing divine virtues and becoming deities. Do not speak angrily to anyone. Baba says, the children who have anger within them are like lords and ladies of evil spirits. You must not talk to anyone who has such evil spirits. Song. My fortune having awakened, I have come. Om Shanti. You children heard the song. The meanings of such records are not explained at any other gathering. They simply read the scriptures there. In the Sikh temples, those who read the Granth take two lines from it and then expound on those. Nowhere else is the record they play explained. The father now explains. All of those songs belong to the path of devotion. You children have been told that this knowledge is separate from devotion and can only be given by incorporeal Shiva. This knowledge is called spiritual knowledge. There are varieties of knowledge. Someone may ask you whether you know how this carpet is made. There is knowledge of everything. All of those are physical things. You children know that there is only the one spiritual father of us souls, and that it is not possible to see his form. The image of that incorporeal being is like a saligram. He is called the Supreme Soul. He is called the incorporeal. He doesn't have a human form. Everything definitely has a form, and the tiniest form is that of a soul. That is called the wonder of nature. A soul is so tiny that it cannot be seen with these eyes. You children have now been given divine eyesight, with which you can have visions of everything. You can see with divine eyesight those who existed in the past. That one became the past first of all. He has now come again. And so you also have a vision of him. He is very subtle. From this it can be understood that no one but the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can give this knowledge to souls. People do not know souls accurately. In the same way, they cannot know the Supreme Soul accurately. People in the world have innumerable opinions. Some say that souls merge into the Supreme Soul, and others say something else. You children now understand this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. This cannot sit in everyone's intellect to the same extent. You repeatedly have to make this sit in your intellects. We are souls and we play our parts over 84 births. The father now says, consider yourselves to be souls. Know me, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and remember me. The Father says, I enter this one and give this knowledge to you children. Because you children don't consider yourselves to be souls, your vision goes towards this body. In fact, you do not have anything to do with this one. The bestower of salvation for all is Shiv Baba, and we give happiness to everyone according to his directions. This one has no arrogance about giving happiness to everyone. Those who do not remember the Father accurately cannot have their defects removed. They do not have the faith that they are souls. People neither know about souls nor the Supreme Soul. It was the people of Bharat who spread the idea of omnipresence around. The serviceable children amongst you understand this, but the rest of you don't understand as much. If you children recognize the Father accurately and fully, you would remember him and also imbibe divine virtues. Shiv Baba explains this to you children. This is a new aspect. Brahmins are definitely needed. No one in the world knows the period when the children of Prajapita Brahma exist. There are many physical Brahmins, but that creation are born from wombs. They are not mouth-born creation, the children of Brahma. The children of Brahma receive an inheritance from God the Father. You are now receiving that inheritance. You Brahmins are separate from those Brahmins. You Brahmins exist at the confluence age, whereas those Brahmins exist in the copper and iron ages. You confluence age Brahmins are totally separate. Prajapita Brahma has many children. A physical father is also called Brahma because he creates children. But that is a matter connected with bodies. This father, Shiva, would say, all souls are my children. You are the sweetest spiritual children. It is easy to explain this to anyone. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, but he doesn't have a body which you could see. Everyone else has a body. All souls have their own bodies. It is their bodies that are given names. The Supreme Soul doesn't have a body of his own, and this is why he is called the Supreme Soul. That soul is called Shiva, and that name never changes. When someone changes his body, the name also changes. Shiv Baba says, I am constantly the incorporeal Supreme Soul. According to the Dharma plan, I have now taken this body. Even the names of sannyasis change. When someone belongs to a guru, his name is changed. You also used to have your names changed. But for how long would Baba continue to change everyone's name? So many ran away. Those who were here at that time had their names changed. No one's name is changed now. You cannot trust anyone. Maya defeats many, and so they run away. This is why Baba doesn't give a new name to anyone. It is not good if he gives a name to one and not to another. Although you all say, Baba, we now belong to you, You do not belong to Baba accurately. Many of you don't understand the meaning of becoming an heir. Many come to meet Baba, but they are not heirs. They are unable to enter the rosary of victory. Some good children consider themselves to be heirs, but Baba knows that they are not heirs. In order to become an heir, you first have to make God your heir. It is difficult to explain these secrets. Baba explains to you children what it means to be an heir. When you make God your heir, you have to give him all of your property. Then the father would make you his heir. Only the poor can do this. The rich are unable to give their property. The rosary is created from only a few children. If you were to ask Baba, Baba could tell you whether or not you have a right to become an heir. That Baba, as well as this Baba, could tell you. This is a common aspect to understand. You need wisdom in order to become an heir. You can see that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world, but no one knows how they claimed that mastership. Your aim and objective is now in front of you. That is what you have to become. You children say you will become the Sun Dynasty Lakshmi or Narayan, not the Moon Dynasty Rama or Sita. Rama and Sita are defamed in the scriptures. You would never hear any defamation of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is defamation of Shiv Baba and of Sri Krishna. The father says, I make you children the most elevated of all. You children become even higher than I am. No one would ever defame Lakshmi or Narayan. Although the Sri Krishna soul is the same as the Narayan one, because people do not know this, they have defamed him. They build a temple to Lakshmi and Narayan with a lot of happiness. In fact, the temple they build should be to Radha and Krishna, because they were Satopratan. This Lakshmi and Narayan are in their adult stage, and so they are called Sato. Whereas those, Radha and Krishna, are young, and so they are called Satopratan. A small child is equal to a Mahatma. Just as little children do not know what vice is, in the same way, the adults there have no knowledge of what vice is. These five evil spirits do not exist there. They know nothing of vices. At present, it is the night. Only at night is there the desire for lust. Deities exist in the day, so there is no desire for lust there. There are no vices there. Now that it is the night, everyone indulges in vices. You know that all your vices will end as soon as the morning comes. You will then not know what vices are. They are Ravan's vicious traits. This is a vicious world. In that viceless world, there is no question of vice. That is called God's kingdom. At present, it is the devil's kingdom, but no one knows that. You now know everything, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. There are many of you children. People are unable to understand whose children you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are. They all remember Shiv Baba. They do not remember Brahma. This one also says, "Remember Shiv Baba, through whom all your sins will be absolved." Your sins will not be absolved by remembering anyone else. It is written in the Gita, "Constantly remember me alone." Sri Krishna didn't say this. You receive the inheritance from the incorporeal Father. Only when you consider yourselves to be souls will you be able to remember the incorporeal Father. First of all, have the firm faith that you are souls and that your Father is the Supreme Soul. He says, "Remember me, and I will give you your inheritance. I am the bestower of happiness for all. I take all souls back to the land of peace." Those who claim the inheritance from the Father in the previous cycle will come and become Brahmins and claim the inheritance again. Amongst Brahmins too, some are very firm children. There are real children and there are stepchildren. We children are the genealogical tree of incorporeal Shiva. You know how this genealogical tree grows. Now, having become Brahmins, we have to return home. All souls have to leave their bodies and return home. Both the Pandavas and the Kauravas have to leave their bodies. You take the sanskars of this knowledge with you, and the reward you receive is according to those. That too is fixed in the drama. The part of this knowledge in the drama then comes to an end. Now, after taking 84 births, you are receiving this knowledge again. This knowledge will then disappear, and you will experience your reward. There aren't pictures, etc., of any other religions there. You have pictures on the path of devotion. There aren't anyone's pictures in the Golden Age. Your pictures exist throughout the path of devotion. In your kingdom, there aren't any other pictures. There are only the deities at that time. You can understand from this that the deities are the original and eternal ones. The world continues to grow afterwards. You children should churn this knowledge and remain in supersensuous joy. There are many points to churn. However, Baba knows that Maya makes you repeatedly forget. You have to remember that Shiv Baba is teaching you. He is the highest on high. We now have to return home. These things are so easy. Everything depends on remembrance. We have to imbibe divine virtues and become deities. The five vices are evil spirits. There are the evil spirits of lust, anger, and body consciousness. Yes, some have more evil spirits than others. You Brahmin children know that these five vices are big evil spirits. The number one evil spirit is lust. The second number is anger. When someone speaks in a rough way, the Father says that that one has anger in him. That evil spirit has to be removed. It is very difficult to remove an evil spirit. Anger causes sorrow for one another. Not as many people experience sorrow through attachment. Those who do have attachment only experience sorrow. This is why the Father says, chase those evil spirits away. Each one of you children should pay special attention to this study and to divine virtues. Some children don't have the slightest trace of anger, whereas others fight a great deal due to anger. You children should think about imbibing divine virtues and becoming deities. Never speak in anger. When someone becomes angry, you can understand that that person has an evil spirit of anger in him. It is as though they become lords and ladies of evil spirits. Never talk to those who have such evil spirits. When someone speaks in anger, the evil spirit also enters the other one, and the two evil spirits then fight one another. The expression Lady of Evil Spirits, Bhutanatni, is very dirty. You should stay away from such a person so that that evil spirit doesn't enter you. Don't remain standing in front of an evil spirit or it will enter you. The Father comes to enable you to remove your devilish traits and to imbibe divine virtues. The Father says, I have come to make you imbibe divine virtues and to make you into deities. You children know that you are imbibing divine virtues. The images of the deities are in front of you. Baba has told you to stay completely away from those who have anger. You need wisdom to protect yourselves. There shouldn't be any anger inside you. Otherwise, your sin will multiply 100-fold. The Father explains very clearly to you children. You children also understand that Baba is teaching you exactly as he did in the previous cycle. You children will continue to understand, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Have mercy for yourselves and also for others. Some have mercy for others, but none for themselves. Others then climb high, whilst they themselves remain behind. They themselves do not conquer the vices, but they explain to others. So the others then conquer the vices. There are such wonders. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Churn this knowledge and remain in supersensuous joy. Do not talk to anyone in a rough way. Move away from anyone who speaks to you in anger. 2. In order to become an heir of God, first of all make him your heir. Become sensible and finish all your attachment by giving everything that belongs to you to the Father. Have mercy for yourself. Blessing. May you become an Aviat angel like the Father by giving Sakash to all souls while in your highest stage and as a detached observer. constantly consider yourself to be an incorporeal soul, and while walking and moving around and performing actions, consider yourself to be an Aviad angel, and you will continue to fly up above. An angel is someone who stays in the higher stage. No matter what continues to happen in this physical world, be a detached observer and continue to observe everyone's part and continue to give them sakash. You cannot give sakash by getting off your seat. Remain stable in the highest stage, and with the help of your attitude and drishti, give the sakash of benevolence, not while in a mixed state of mind. Only then will you be able to remain safe in any type of atmosphere and receive the blessing of becoming an Aviat angel like the Father. Slogan: with the power of remembrance, transform sorrow into happiness and peacelessness into peace. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving sakash. You can serve many souls while staying at any place, with your pure feelings, elevated wishes, elevated attitude, and elevated vibrations. The way to do this is to be a lighthouse and mighthouse. There is no question of having physical facilities, a chance or time for this. You simply need to be full of light and might. Om Shanti.